Right now at Sprint, you can lease the Samsung Galaxy S9 for just $5 a month with a Sprint Flex lease. Galaxy S9 is an incredible phone. It takes super slow-mo video and instantly translates foreign language signs, menus, maps, and more. Lease your Galaxy S9 for just $5 a month today. Visit a Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1. Phone $5 per month after $28 per month credit. Apply within 2 bills. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Requires new line and 18-month lease. Excludes tax, subject to credit, $30 activation fee, and restrictions apply.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Friends of Kevin Radio Show. The Friends of Kevin Radio Show helps promote businesses, nonprofits, and artists. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, send me an email to kevin@friendsofkevin.com. To learn more about the Friends of Kevin Networking Group and to see a list of upcoming events, visit the website at friendsofkevin.com. So excited today to get Jack Wang with us from Longhorn Financial. As always, remember, Jack's joining the show for informational purposes. Please don't construe this as financial advice, as always, is in your life. Jack, good afternoon. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, Kevin. Thanks so much. I appreciate being on.
So, Jack, we've talked about the whole college financial aid and retirement segments quite a bit, but we've never really focused it on small business owners. Maybe there's a difference between a business owner and other people?
Yeah, there is. For regular people who are employees, right, they have a lot of options, ways to save for college, ways to pay for college. But when it becomes, when you start talking about business owners or self-employed, right, don't want to leave those folks out, the options really multiply. They actually have many, many more strategies that they can utilize. Now, a lot of those impact are sort of tax strategies, so you have to understand the tax reasoning behind them. But they do have a lot more options.
So, Jack, one of the examples that someone was telling me about as far as a stack to help pay for college, their plan was to hire their child. How does that work?
Yeah, it's actually one of the more common strategies. Now, of course, this is assuming that your kid actually wants to work for you, right? Or that you actually want your kid to work for you. That's not always a given. But essentially, it's a form of income shifting. And so what you do, essentially, is you put your kid on the books, right? This is not a, I'll sneak my kid $5 under the table type of thing. They're on the books, legitimate employee. It has to be age-appropriate work. So, yeah, you can hire your 10-year-old, but they can't be doing, like, advanced marketing strategies or advanced bookkeeping or something, right? Just a 10-year-old, 10 years old, it doesn't align with the age. Sweeping the floor, doing simple filing, that might work. And the income has to be appropriate. So you can't, again, say to your 10-year-old, I'm going to have you do filing and pay you $5 million an hour, right? That just, you can't be like that. It has to be reasonable compensation. But the idea basically is that when you meet those conditions and reasonable work, that becomes a legitimate business expense to you, right? So your tax bracket might be 20% or 22% or whatever, but then that becomes income to the kid. But at the kid level, because their income is so low generally, and with the standard deduction and everything else, it effectively translates into tax-free income because whatever they earn pretty much gets wiped out by deduction. So what you're essentially doing is you're taking money where you would have paid 20% taxes, for example, and you're shifting it to your kid to pay zero, right? And then basically once they have the money, then there's savings vehicles, which you can then use to actually pay for college. And the idea being is if you think about where that money came from originally, it came from the business, which effectively makes it indirectly a tax deductible, college expense, if you will, right?
So, Jack, when we think about tuition assistance, I think most of us think of larger companies, and then that's an incredible perk. But how about small business owners? Can we offer employee educational assistance?
Yeah, absolutely. Part of the larger companies, they offer what's called a Section 127 benefit, which is the educational reimbursement benefit. Where you work for a company and you might have to work there a year or whatever, but, you go back to school and they will reimburse you for some amount per year. Well, small businesses can do that as well. Now, granted, you know, you can set up conditions, whatever. One thing that's different between that versus what we talked about, sort of hiring your kid, is in both cases, of course, your kid has to work for you. But Section 127 plan has to cover all eligible employees. So if you have, let's say, four employees and then you hire your kid and do this, well, the other four employees would get to take advantage of that program as well. You can put restrictions around it in terms of number of hours or longevity or whatever. They may even have to be independent, but you can certainly put together one of those plans. And again, it's another way where small business owners or self-employed have a way to pay for their kids' college that isn't available to, you know, a regular working person, right, a W-2 employee.
So now, Jack, how about if the child just doesn't want to work for the family business, like you mentioned, and maybe own a restaurant? It's like, hey, Jack, you're going to wash dishes. And you're like, Dad, love you, but not really what I want to do. Then what?
Right. So in those cases, there are still strategies, but obviously where the child's not working for the business, the two that I mentioned just a moment ago obviously don't work. But the strategies become more of a retirement play. It's coordinating with the business owner's retirement beyond sort of what you might hear normally out there. But it's using different strategies to, again, take advantage of the tax code, right? There's a lot of taxation part about this, and really kind of focus more on retirement and as a side benefit. Oh, by the way, we can use this to pay for college.
So now, Jack, one of the other things we see a lot of business owners say is, you know what, when we talk about retirement, like, Jack, my retirement plan is I'm going to sell my business and retire. But it's not really as simple as that because I think most of us think our business is worth a lot more than it's actually worth. And a lot of times it might come down to timing, right?
Right. I mean, it's absolutely. I've former commercial lender, I've heard that so many times where, hey, you know what? When I retire, I'm just going to sell my business, walk away with a pot of money, and I'm good. And it would be great if it ever worked like that, but we don't always control the timing. You can't always control the pricing you're going to get for the business. Yeah, you control the business and how much money you make or whatever, you know, to a certain extent anyway. But you can't really control the price that someone else is going to pay for it. And not to mention, by the way, a lot of times, in small business transactions, you don't walk away with a pile of money. There's things called earnout provisions where, hey, I'll pay you $1 million for your business, but I'm going to pay you over 20 years, right? Or something like that, or 5 years, or whatever. So it's not always the great, walk away with a sack of money, see you later, it doesn't quite work that way.
I think, like you said, I think that's what a lot of us think. It's like, oh, you just kind of, someone's going to hand you a lump sum of cash. But like you said, it's common that they want to do it over payment period. So you got to kind of factor that in. You're not just going to walk away with a, like you said, a wheelbarrow of money. So that's important.
Yeah, it'd be nice, right? But it doesn't happen very often.
But Jack, one of the things I see a lot of my small business owner friends struggle with is like everyone else, to be honest, is the balance between how do I prepare for retirement while still helping, to pay for college. What are some of the strategies a small business owner can implement to do both of those?
Yeah, in this day and age, right, so many people, whether you're a small business owner, self-employed, or a regular employee, right, we think of retirement in terms of things like 401ks and IRAs. And certainly those are available options to small business owners. The general rule of thumb, if you're a small business owner and you don't want to depend on the sale of business to fund your retirement, you're generally trying to take money out of the business, right, to put in an IRA, 401k, or something else. But there are a lot of options outside of those. And so something that I talk about with business owners called a non-qualified strategies or non-qualified deferred compensation, which are ways to save for retirement, yet still allow the business or the owner to control the cash so that they can use it for other purposes like paying for college. Because remember, once you put in the 401k, it's got to stay in there. And if you take it out, you pay taxes and a penalty. So some non-qualified plans may give you that flexibility. The other thing also is that many businesses, especially smaller ones, oftentimes they're kind of hurting for capital. They need a line of credit, or they don't have enough of a line of credit. In fact, one company I'm dealing with right now is that situation. A non-qualified strategy, because the business or the owner still controls the cash, they can use that as a secondary source of financing to either pay for their kids' college or to help, you know, with like an extra line of credit for the business. So it gives them a ton of flexibility with some of these options.
Now, but how about other things beyond a 401k and IRA? How about things like SEPs or simples? Can small business owners use those?
Yeah, small business owners can use those, but SEPs and simples are fundamentally IRAs, so they come with all the advantages and disadvantages of IRA structures. But there are other ways for retirement. Now, this is sort of starting to get away from college a little bit, but if a business owner really wants to sock away a lot of money, they can even do things like what's called cash balance plans, where depending on the age and depending on how much you earn, if you earn enough, you know, in a cash balance plan, you can actually sock away almost $300,000 pre-tax versus a 401k. The most with matching and profit sharing and everything else is only $56,000. So there are many, many other tools out there besides just the 401k or IRA, but many people don't know about it because they're not nearly as common. But again, even some of these structures, depending on, you know, how you set it up, and your circumstances, of course, always matter. But in some of these structures, you can also use the money or have the flexibility to be able to use the money for other purposes as well.
So, Jack, we've talked about a lot of tax strategies, but I just find that most small businesses aren't using them. Why not?
Yeah, you know, and small business owners or self-employed generally have tax people, and if you don't have a tax person, you should get a tax person. Okay, but remember that tax people, and I know some very, very good ones, remember the tax return is only reporting what happened, right? So if you only talk to your tax person once a year, they can't go back and say, well, you didn't earn the money because it's already happened, right? Tax planners, on the other hand, you know, sort of work with people over the year. But even beyond taxes, what, you know, tax people are trained to sort of think a certain way, right, to minimize taxes. But that's not always the strategy you should pursue. And the analogy that I heard one time, okay, I did not come up with this, but I thought it was entirely appropriate, is, you know, you at a football game, you have referees, right? They're there to tell you what's legal and what's not legal. And generally speaking, you think about a football game, they only tell you when something is illegal, right? They throw the penalty flag after the play. But the coach of the Patriots, Bill Belichick, or any other coach, right, they don't go to the referees to ask, hey, should I pass the ball or should I run the ball, right? Should I kick the goal or should I punt it, right? Those decisions that coaches make, all within, and they're all perfectly legal within the framework. Well, when it comes to these strategies and taxes, it's kind of the same way. Tax people are very good at what they do because they know the rules of what you can and cannot do. But the question that doesn't get answered is what should you do, right? Which is a different question. And so when that's the case and small business owners only rely on tax people, they miss out on a lot of these strategies because, quite frankly, tax people just aren't trained to think this way. They're great people. I love them to death, and they're highly important, but it's a fundamentally different mindset than sort of what other people, you know, sort of other strategists or other advisors are trained to do. So that's why you actually need all different help, but that's also one of the main reasons why these strategies get used as often. It's because people don't think about them, right? They don't either know about them or they don't think about them.
Jack, got about 45 seconds left. What's your contact information? How can people reach out to learn more?
people can always reach me on my Facebook page at facebook.com/longhornfin, or people can email me at jack@longhornfin.com.
Awesome, Jack. Appreciate you taking time out of day to call in, and as always, thanks for being my friend.
Thank you, Kevin. Appreciate it.
Have a good day. Bye now.
Right now at Sprint, you can lease the Samsung Galaxy S9 for just $5 a month with a Sprint Flex lease. Galaxy S9 is an incredible phone. It takes super slow-mo video and instantly translates foreign language signs, menus, maps, and more. Lease your Galaxy S9 for just $5 a month today. Visit a Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1. Phone $5 per month after $28 per month credit. Apply within 2 bills. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Requires new line and 18-month lease. Excludes tax, subject to credit, $30 activation fee, and restrictions apply. Right now at Sprint, you can lease the Samsung Galaxy S9 for just $5 a month with a Sprint Flex lease. Galaxy S9 is an incredible phone. It takes super slow-mo video and instantly translates foreign language signs, menus, maps, and more. Lease your Galaxy S9 for just $5 a month today. Visit a Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1. Phone $5 per month after $28 per month credit. Apply within 2 bills. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Requires new line and 18-month lease. Excludes tax, subject to credit, $30 activation fee, and restrictions apply.